It's Monday, April 15th, 2019. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
Will you be happy? Really?
I have no right to be unhappy, which is almost the same.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Oh, what a fun way to open up this year's episode of the show. Pinky Pinky is the name of the band from Los Angeles, California. That was the song Do Me Dirty, Charlie. And it's pulled off a single, the Do Me Dirty, Charlie single. But presumably off a future release as well. That's just how they've released it so far. And I think it is worth playing. I love that song. I listened to it a whole bunch of times. Speaking of things that are great, how about Renita Ziegler? I never know how to say her name. From right here in Brooklyn, New York. She's got a new EP. It's called Faraway Business. And we're going to hear a track from it that is the least new, probably. I think there's actually another alternate version. This is an alternate version of Wayside, a song I actually played by her, I don't know, last year or something when her from her album. But this is like a demo version, kind of. And I think it's great. It's got a different pacing and sort of, it's definitely a totally different recording. And I think it's pretty cool. I like it just as much as the original. So we're going to hear this, Wayside, from Renata Zegier, if that's how you say it. From her new Faraway Business EP, which is also fine. I just happen to really like Wayside. After Renata, we're going to hear Julia Holter from Los Angeles, California. She's got an album called Aviary, and it's a new record, and we're going to hear two tracks from it. First, Le Jeu to You, and then I Shall Love Too. It rhymes. Okay, those are the two tracks that we're going to hear, and I'm probably going to shorten them because they're both like 6 or more minutes, so kind of probably make that a little shorter, but who knows? Maybe I won't. I haven't decided yet. And I record the audio before. Secret behind the scenes, I record the audio separate. It's not live. The show's not live. Not live to tape. So I'll probably shorten it. So, just to recap, what's coming up? Renata Zegier, right after I shut up, which we're going to hear Wayside, her alternate version. Then Julia Holter doing Le Jeu to You and I Shall Love Too. Right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Enough is enough. Feeling wayside. I know.
You're like the shorter episode. If you remember the order of the letters, 'cause I'm far away. I'm lonesome, I need the tender sound. Blue is it that I hope you'll say? How do I know what I think until I say it? Aaron's nameless treasure.
Thank you. I am in love.
This is Sarah Koenig, and you're listening to 88% Parentheticals. I'm going to tell you about this document I'd been waiting for, this one piece of paper that was going to change everything I thought I understood up to now. It arrived on a Monday. Monday began like a normal day. I was walking to work with my dog, whose name is Bruno, by the way. He didn't come with that name. I named him Bruno. He's a rescue dog. He came with a name like Bradley or something, which I really didn't like. So I changed it to Bruno, which, by the way, is the name I also wanted to name my son, but my husband nixed that. Anyway, I'm walking to work with Bruno, and we get there. It's a short walk, like maybe 10 minutes, which is crazy because people are always like, what podcast do you listen to? What podcast do you listen to? Because you make podcasts. And I'm like, not that many because I have such a short walk to work. Anyway, so I like reach to unlock the door and I notice that at the bottom of the door, there is this envelope with just my name on it. No return address, which I hate that. Why do people not put, I mean, I understand if you need to be anonymous, but just generally, like I always teach my kids, like put your return address on the envelope in case it gets lost. Anyway, oh, and one time I did get this crazy anonymous letter, which is a whole other story I can tell you about another time. Anyway, so I open this envelope with just my name on it, and inside is a single document, which I'll tell you about next time. This episode of 88% Parentheticals was produced by Emmanuel Jochi. Our editor is Tim Howard. Music, in case you're wondering about the music, is by the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. You can check us out online, or so I've been told, I've never checked myself, on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up, get out of your bed. Go downstairs. Enjoy the rest of your head. see the sun, we say hello. And we dance for the young and for the old.
Oh,
right, let's catch up. That was two songs in a row by Tommy Allen from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Came off his album Sea of Same. We heard Get Out of Your Head and Ghosts in the Wall. Both great songs off that record, I think. And the record as a whole, it's pretty even distribution of stars. There's some 3 stars, some 4 stars, some 5 stars. But I felt like those two were some of my favorites. So Get Out of Your Head and Ghosts in the Wall were the two I chose to play. But you might like all of it, so check out the whole thing. Okay, up next, Computer Magic from right here in New York City. I recently discovered that she did music for a soundtrack to a movie I've never heard of or seen called Summer of 84, which has some pretty good album art and a pretty good soundtrack in general. It's all very Stranger Things vibe, which is great. And as you'd expect, I guess, from Summer of 84, maybe it's inspired by, maybe they were like, man, the Stranger Things seems to have legs. Let's make a movie. I don't know. I literally have not looked it up. I don't even know what it is. It just says it's a soundtrack, so I'm going with it being a movie. That's how little I know. I really should do more research. Anyway, I didn't because I just got hung up on how good the song is. So Computer Magic contributed a song to the soundtrack. It is called Cold Summer. It's the only non-soundtrack song on the soundtrack. It's one of those where it's just like a fully, you know, a score, and then there's like one song that isn't, and it's Computer Magic, and it's called Cold Summer, and it is awesome, and you are going to hear it right now.
Skies grow. my shoulder and ache on my face, and I failed to see the forest for the trees, and that's the reason why I'm out of cliches.
Let's catch up one last time. After Computer Magic back there, we heard The Love Language from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. They've got a new single. It's called Bees, and it is what you heard after Computer Magic. It's a great song. I think it's one of the better Love Language songs of late. I think it's quite good. Then, just before I started talking, we heard more from Ages and Ages, a Portland band who I played just a few shows ago. Before their album had come out, they dropped more singles from it, and I was excited by them, and I was like, man, this is pretty good. Maybe I'm done with this band. But then the album came out, and I like even more songs. So I put them on. That's what I do. I just put on things I like to listen to, and it happens that it was Ages and Ages again. So the album, to refresh your memory from a few shows ago, Me, You, They, We is the name of the album. Very, very catchy. Not really. And then the songs we heard were Way Back In and Just My Luck, both great songs by a band I think is quite cool. So as always, thank you again, Portland, for producing the good music. Okay, finishing up this here episode of the show from Byron Bay in Australia, the band is the Babe Rainbow, and the Babe Rainbow has a new single. It is called Morning Song, and it is fantastic, and we're going to end the show with it today. So here we go, the Babe Rainbow, finishing up this here episode of The Shizzo with Morning Song.
not the song of the afternoon.
Does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Frankie Reyes with La Flor de la Canela and Alma Adentero, as well as Winter Solstice Number 1 by Computer Magic, though not in that order. See if you can figure out which one was which. That's a fun game to play. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com. You can also send me emails at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com, or while you're on the site, look for links to where you can follow me on social media, like Spotify, where you can find playlists for the seasons of the show, where you can just listen to the songs without having to listen to me talk. Sounds great. We will see you again next time on an all-new episode of the show.
Mr. Lewis? Mr. Randall? Mr. Phillips? Hello?